This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. When your best friend runs out of advice.
And your therapist won't return your calls.
And how does that make you feel?
There's group therapy with Kramer and Jess.
Amber from Perry Hall. So what's our dilemma today?
So, am I an a-hole if I don't want to spend Christmas with my family?
Well, I think it would depend on why. What would make you not want to?
I love my family. I love to spend Christmas with them, but we do a vacation every year, and this year they want to go to Disney. Mm-hmm. I have two siblings that have kids, so yeah, it would be fun for them. But I don't have kids, and for me, it's just going to waste a lot of money. I'd rather save that money and go somewhere I really want to go. So I don't want to go. I want to go to Disney for Christmas. And so therefore, I don't want to do that.
So they actually spend Christmas Day at, like, in Orlando?
Yes.
Oh.
So this would be, like, the family thing.
So you would just, like, you would just not be present then for the whole time of Disney and now the holidays do?
Right. I know everyone wants to go, but I'm just like, it's a lot of money, and I don't want to spend that much money on something I don't want to do.
Yeah, but does that make you look bad, right? Man,
I know.
That's a tough one. Okay, so 410-583-1065. Amber says, now that we are officially in the holiday season, by the way,
yeah,
they're all wanting to go down to Orlando for Christmas, and she's like, What's there for me?
Yeah, what am I gonna do?
I gotta go pay for all the theme parks.
You don't want to hang out with Mickey? Not at all, girl. It's not your thing.
That's not it. So like, would she look like the bad person now if she's like, listen, that's fine, you guys go do it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna sit this one out. How do you feel about that? 410-583-1065. Jess.
I kind of think it's messed up since it's a family thing that there wasn't like a family discussion. You know what I mean? Because personally, I'm obsessed with Disney. Some could call me a Disney adult and I don't care. I would take that label gladly. But I also understand that that's not someone's cup of tea. And if it's not something that you like, it's probably your biggest nightmare. And I think for you to have to spend all the money on not just the traveling, but like the amusement park tickets and everything else that goes along with that, I feel like that should have been a discussion. Like, what about you? Like, couldn't everyone just kind of like, I don't know, agree on a place where it would be something for everyone?
So does she look bad by not going, you think?
I think...
If everybody else is going, they're like, this is the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all excited to do this.
I think you're going to look bad, but it's also like, you have to pay your own way, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's like, if that's not something that you really want to do, I don't see why you couldn't do something special with them when they got back for Christmas.
That's how I see it.
Well, if you would have planned on going on a trip somewhere else, because you guys said you usually travel for the holidays. So like, mm-hmm. if you could afford to go somewhere else, and everyone has to kind of decide a location, this may not be your ideal location. Even if you don't go to the parks, you know, even if you're not like, you could sit it out or something, but I think you are going to look kind of like a jerk if you're like, no, listen, like we're just not, this is not it. This is not it. You know, like, I just don't know how the whole family is going to take that. So, let's get some calls. 410-583-1065. What do you think? I mean, do you look like the jerk if you're the one person that doesn't want to go along with a family trip? If she sits this one out, is it just a bad look on her? 410-583-1065. Hello, Ashley in Middle River. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is she an a-hole if she doesn't really want to go along with a family plan?
I don't think she's an a-hole. I think she might get a little heat from her family, but as someone who does have kids, going and spending a holiday at Disney with my family just sounds like a nightmare.
You're like, I have kids, so, and I still don't want to do this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, money's tight for everybody this year, so I think being like, hey, I really don't want to do this. I mean, even if she went to, like, Florida with them and did her own thing, like you were saying, that would probably be okay. But I definitely wouldn't want to spend the money. So, no, I don't think it makes her look like an a-hole.
Yeah, I just, I the thing with me, the only thing when it comes to this is, like, if you would have gone on another trip, though, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we would have gone to Atlantic City. We would have gone to Ocean City. We would, wherever. Like, or if we would have gone to New York. Or
I feel like you can't even compare that to going to Disney World, who literally just raised their prices for the second time this year last week.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you would have agreed to go anywhere else except for here, I just don't know. I'm just debating, is that really a bad look, you know?
I think it also depends if in prior years did they do things that weren't necessarily, like, kid-friendly.
Yeah, or kid-centric. And, yeah.
Right. And so maybe this year it's kind of going to be geared more towards the kids. But again, like, it's something she should also probably just speak up and talk to her family about, like, before it gets too close.
There you go. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
You too. 410-583-1065. Hey, Jackie from Timonium. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just, you know, I've never called in before, but I feel absolutely compelled to speak up about this.
Well, what do you think? So is she is she an a-hole, you think, for wanting to skip out on Christmas?
She is so unbelievably selfish. I can't believe that someone could be that short-sighted and that selfish. I mean, so what? It's a couple thousand dollars. You know, it's a once in a lifetime trip. It's Disney World, for God's sake. Go enjoy it. And with their kids, no less. So her nieces and nephews. Who's going to feed her her rice pudding in her old age home? I mean, really.
She's
going to die alone. What?
Okay. I hear what you're saying as far as just wanting to be, you know, making your family and family time a priority. But just to see from her perspective a little bit, I think they do the family trip, but doing a family trip at an amusement park, let alone Disney, who literally just raised their prices, like,
and everything has gone up. And it's like, if you're going to stay at home and make an amazing dinner with your family, like, that's also very, very, very expensive. And, you know, it's just like, suck it up.
So you're saying no matter what, if you guys are going to do something, it's going to cost money. So don't be selfish in that sense. Okay.
Go.
All right. I see it. That makes sense.
Shrouds do not have pockets. Shrouds do not have pockets.
Okay. We hear you. Okay. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
She better go or she's a dumb bitch.
Cash from Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning, Kramer. How are you guys doing today?
I didn't know we were going to get so passionate about this topic, but let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. So I'm just saying, it's more than one side to a story, and that's when you're talking about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, when the trip was considered, right, was it an a-hole move to not consider everybody, or did a majority rule? Because clearly, most of the people that are going on this family trip have kids.
Right.
Life is hard.
Yeah.
Everybody, when you're a kid, you always say, hey, I can't wait to grow up. And then when you grow up, it's like a smack in the face because it's nothing like what you wanted to grow up for. You didn't want to grow up for the bills. You didn't want to grow up to do everything on your own. You wanted to grow up to have fun.
That's true. You ain't wrong.
And I'm not saying it like that because, I mean, she's saying, hey, it's a couple of thousand dollars. Not everybody is that fluent or that, you know,
a couple of thousand dollars is not, that's not a casual thing to say.
Especially this year.
I don't feel like it is.
Yeah. So you think if you were to go to your family and say, listen, I just don't want to go spend the money. It's that's not a bad look.
Yes. And then if you don't have it, like I feel like that's society's biggest thing. Sometimes they go along with things that they can't afford or they can't really do.
Yeah, you're right.
Another person happy. What is going to make her happy?
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I feel like there should be some mutual understanding or some mutual grounds on some type of level here. And I don't feel like she should be chastised for not wanting to spend. Who even knows if she has the money to spend?
Correct.
Right, yeah.
Who's saying, hey, if you can't make it because of financial issues, hey, you guys, since we're the ones with the kids, but then, hey, we have kids, so we can't afford to just throw money out here and throw money out there. But why isn't someone putting together for her to go on the trip if it's that important
okay.
to them?
I see.
I'm not saying it's not important to her, but clearly a roof over her head is more important.
I see
and I'm
it.
Not saying that that's why she does not want to go.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, Give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!